We're going to try to go back to that Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz hotline and bring on National Recruiting Director for Rivals.com, Mike Farrell. Mike, we're trying and trying, brother. Do we have you on tonight?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you, Mike?
Nice. I'm good. I'm good.
We hear that Andrew was telling me before the show that they've touted you as the godfather recruiting.
Well, somebody did that a long time ago. People think I gave myself that name, but I didn't. That's a little pompous. But, years ago. I don't know why it stuck, but I like it a lot.
When you talk about recruiting, it's definitely changed over the years. You look at social media and now as we go into the dead period in recruiting. But in your opinion, as the godfather, what has been the biggest change when you look at high school recruiting?
It's definitely the social media and how quickly information gets out there. It used to be back in the day, the scoop was everything, being first and, breaking news. Now it's how you handle the news, because the scoop lasts for about 5 seconds. There's a couple kids I'm waiting to pop, as far as breaking their commitments out there. And the second I do that, it's going to be retweeted and it'll be on Facebook and be on every other website in a second. So it's really how you break it down to the fans as to what it means. Like today, Raekwon McMillan going to Ohio State. Okay, everybody saw it on TV. What does it mean to Ohio State? What does it mean to Alabama? What does it mean to Clemson? The schools that didn't get them. That's what we really have to focus on now.
Visiting with National Recruiting Director for Rivals.com, Mike Farrell.
Mike, Andrew Bone here. You look at the Rivals.com team recruiting rankings, and you see some of these SEC schools that are high in the top 10 list. You have schools like Tennessee. You also have Kentucky sitting at number 12 right now. But you go down the list, and you see South Carolina, a school that has been one of the top programs in the Southeast the last few years. They are currently sitting with the number 34 recruiting class in the country. What's going on with South Carolina's recruiting class right now?
Well, they got low numbers. Right now they've only got 15, so there's room to move up there. What I like to do, obviously, the team rankings are considered the best combination of quality and quantity. We only take the top 20 from each class, so that a school like Tennessee, or Miami that are signing 34 right now and 28. Don't get a huge advantage over a school that's signed in 23 like Alabama. But when you click on that average star ranking, that's the quality. That just tells you right now where you stand in the nation. And when you look at South Carolina, it appears to be a little bit down this year. And I think it's probably because there's just not a lot of talent in the state. And I don't think they're doing as good a job in the state of Georgia, which is where they've really made their living when the South Carolina state has not been very fruitful. So I think, it's one of those situations. They can still close on a few kids. I think they'll probably flip potentially Dexter Wiseman from Florida State, and there's a couple other guys that they're involved with, but it's definitely not a banner recruiting year. And, Clemson is sitting there at 14, with 18 commitments, and we're used to seeing Clemson push up to the top 10 as well. So I think those two in-state rivals, both having not subpar years, just sort of average recruiting years.
We have Mike Farrell online with us, National Recruiting Director for Rivals.com. You can follow him on Twitter at RivalsMike. Mike, looking at the looking again at the SEC, you have Alabama as the number one recruiting class, and it seems like they have a pretty wide margin right now, and they have 3 5-star commitments. Auburn also has 3 5-star commitments. Is there an SEC team that you, and I've been saying LSU is probably the one SEC school that can challenge Alabama for maybe that top spot. Can LSU challenge Alabama, or is there another school that you feel like could end up pushing close towards signing day?
No, it's definitely LSU. I think Florida State, if Florida State didn't fill up so early, I think right now no one could have predicted, again, the future. You don't know that you're going to go, 13-0 and be in the national championship game. But some of the decisions they made early on, I think they'd like to take back, because there are a ton of top kids that are interested in Florida State that may not, be able to go there because of room and numbers. So I think Florida State sitting there with a big goose egg at five stars is kind of rare for me. I think that's going to change. I think they close really strong. I think LSU, obviously, with Darrell Willis, beating Noah Leonard, Fournette, those guys, they're going to close extremely strong. You know, they're going to get Clifton Garrett from Illinois tomorrow. LSU will push up probably, make a run, I think, at Tennessee for that number two spot. Alabama's pretty much secured in at number one. I can't see a scenario short of Florida State taking 30 and you know, three of those five guys being five-stars for them to push up high enough.
Mike, you mentioned LSU in some classes taking some guys early that they may regret and it might end up kind of hurting them down the long run. And at first I asked you the difference in the years that you've been in recruiting, how much it's changed. But I want to ask you, how important are those Rivals Camp Series and that five-star challenge? How important is that in developing a rapport between coach and recruit and giving a good outlook on exactly what is out there across the country?
Well, for us, it's extremely important because it allows us to get to know the kids extremely well. It allows us to evaluate them against top players. Some of these kids that are ranked will never play another high-level Division I football player until they get to the Under Armour game or the Army game. So we get to see them in a camp setting. Yeah, it's definitely not pass. There's no tackling, but we get to see some tremendous one-on-one battles that you wouldn't normally see, you know, like Malachi Dupree versus a Marlon Humphrey. Those type of things don't occur on the football field. So we make them happen. And relationships are extremely important. We just had our third NBC announcement, Raekwon McMillan today. We had Jack Malone and Deshaun Hand. Those relationships are made through the camp series and the kids, you know, building trust with us that they allow us the honor of being involved in their decision as far as televising it and bringing it to the world. So the camp series, I think, is a big thing, you know, everything from a low three-star kid to, you know, a five-star kid or the number one player in the country, you're going to get to see. And it's an opportunity for these kids, too, to get discovered, because I will tell you, there are a few out there, and Keith Holcomb is one of them, that, you know, just wouldn't have had the opportunities that they have, and now he's an Alabama commitment without the camp series.
Mike Farrell, National Recruiting Director for Rivals.com. Mike, one of the guys in the national perspective you've been able to spend a lot of time with is the number one player in the country out of Woodbridge, Virginia, Deshaun Hand. He gives his commitment to Alabama just several weeks ago. Tell us what goes in. What makes Deshaun Hand the number one player in the United States of America?
Well, he's a freaky athlete. I mean, he's 6 foot four, he's 260 pounds, and he can move like, you know, like a linebacker, like a tight end. He's very bouncy. And that's not a description I use often, but he's a guy, when I say bouncy, he's got tremendous balance. You cannot knock him off balance. He bounces back from contact extremely well, and that allows him to get back into the play, even if somebody does get their hands on him. He's very quick. He's got that first step, obviously, that you need. Underrated strength. And I think, you know, with coaching at the next level and getting him bigger and stronger, he's probably going to play at about 275. He'll be that 3-4 end, or he could stand up that big and play linebacker. Just an exceptional athlete. You know, the only concern I have with Deshaun Hand is he's such a studious kid that he's going to try to juggle engineering and football at Alabama. That's extremely hard, and he's going to learn that very fast. And if he wants to be a great football player, that major might have to change.
I had a hard time juggling school, period, so I couldn't imagine what it would be like with engineering.
Yeah.
Visiting with Rivals.com National Recruiting Director Mike Farrell. Mike, it seems like it's a really, really good year in the state of Alabama in terms of top talent with guys like Marlon Humphrey and Trey Williams and Rashawn Rock Thomas. Is this one of the best recruiting years that you've seen in the state of Alabama?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not as – I think there were some years, you know, where obviously Julio Jones sort of stole the spotlight or Drake Kirkpatrick stole the spotlight. And you see guys like that where some of these guys, yeah, Marlon Humphrey is certainly an outstanding football player. Rock Thomas sort of developed into that five-star guy as a senior. So he was a little bit late on the scene, even though we knew he was good. We just didn't know how good. Trey Williams is kind of a guy that people question, is he a five-star? Rashawn Evans, the MVP that is going to be on your show, you know, he's another kid that's going to be pushing for that. So it's an extremely good year. And I include both Bo Scarborough in there, even though he's playing at IMG Academy in Florida. I include him in this group. So you're talking about four or five stars, potentially five, in the state of Alabama, which, you know, population-wise, does not stack up some of its neighbors. So it's a very good year. But when you look at the NFL numbers, Alabama holds their own. You know, for population, they put a lot of kids in the NFL. So I don't think it's a big surprise. I don't think we'll see it again, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years. It's cyclical. So we should enjoy it now. But it's definitely a special class.
That's National Recruiting Director for Rivals.com, Mike Farrell. You probably saw him today if you're watching that NBC Sports live commitment from Raekwon McMillan. Mike, man, really appreciate your time this evening and join us here on SEC Recruiting.
No problem. And Raekwon, I think, ticked off a few people in Tuscaloosa grabbing that Alabama hat. So he's going to be watched intently by the Alabama fans up at Ohio State. But that's what I love about recruiting. You know, even if you lose a guy, you follow him where he went, see how good he became. And, you know, Alabama doesn't lose too many of them, but today was Ohio State's day.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it, buddy.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks. See you.